Okay, Bob, I was waiting for you. I figured you'd be in there at some point tonight, so we'll be down to you in a bit. All right, next up on the list, KD8PAZ, stand by KD8MMH. Good evening, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KCAYVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to all the other guys on the net here tonight. Was good seeing you guys yesterday for breakfast. Enjoyed that. Didn't do anything today except, well, last night before I went to bed, set all the clocks back. I got about 20 of them, I think, to set back, and I got them all done. But other than that, I did finish my other puzzle. I started that when I got home from breakfast yesterday, and I finished it up today, took a picture of it, put it on Facebook. So that was my third one in a week. So this is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie. Well, Green Bay just scored, so it's going to give them 13 to 24-13. So hopefully this is a little bit too late, and the Lions can hold on to this when they're down to 3:49 in the game here. So hopefully that'll work for them. Yeah, that's a lot of clocks. If you got 20 clocks, I guess. I never really went through and counted all of mine, but I know in the morning I will have to set the ones in the cars, whatever car I drive, and then I'll have to set my wife's car and the van probably. And so all of those have to be set manually. There's no internet or anything in them that tells them what time it is. And most of the other ones here in the shack, I just happen to remember my other one here in the shack is an hour ahead. So I'm going to have to change that. I haven't done that yet. So, yeah, they just scored the two-point conversion. So now they're down to 24-14. They're down 10 points here with about 3.5 minutes to go. So, yeah, I still got a few clocks yet to change, but most of them are internet clocks. So, all right, next up on the list, KD8MMH, stand by, NAKPR. Good evening, Mike.
Okay, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Good evening, Ron. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. I'd like to thank everyone that came out for our club meeting Friday night. I had a good turnout for that. Had a very good presentation put on by Randy, KD8AHW. Thank you, Randy. Very informative. Nice presentation. So, also, thanks, everyone, for coming out to club breakfast yesterday. Had a good turnout for the club breakfast also. Spent all day today out working in the yard doing leaves, well, hopefully one final mowing, and also seeing as though it was nice and dry, blew the few leaves out of the gutters that I had in the gutters also. So other than that, I think that's all I've got. I think this will be my only go-around two runs, so I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. KDHMMH, back to net control. Thanks, Ron.
All right, Mike. Yeah, it turned out nice for the club meeting as well as for the breakfast on Saturday. So enjoyed both of those. All right, next up on the list, NAKPR, and then we'll be at the bottom for an additional station break. Go right ahead, Bob.
Good evening, Ron, and everybody else on the net. Yeah, I was watching the Lions play upstairs, and then I looked at my watch. And I said, oh, it's Sunday night on that. So I come downstairs and says, okay, I'll check it. I'll turn the TV on down here and watch it. But, yeah, hopefully they can hold it together for the next three and a half minutes here and not let them score two touchdowns. That's all. That's what they don't need. I know they're notorious for that, but let's hope they can hold it together. They're doing really, really well as far as their season goes. So let's hope they keep doing that. And I was out doing leaves again today. I did them not yesterday, but the day before. And then I says, well, it's going to rain out. And I says, I'd rather pick them up while they're dry. So I didn't have as much to pick up as I did the other day. But so anyways, I took care of them. And unfortunately, I got a hay field behind my house, so I can't just dump them in the field and let the farmer blow them under, because that hay field's been there for like 6 years now. And I guess he's going to have it another year, so I got to, in order to put it in my garden, I gotta shred stuff up, so I bring out my chipper shredder and dump it into that, and then let it shoot into the garden so that the pieces are smaller and I can actually roll it till it into the ground which is good for it in the spring. But, yeah, we could definitely use some rain around here. Things are pretty dry. But back to net and AKPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, that at this time of the year, that tends to be the theme of everything with all the lease pickups. And that was mine Saturday. Like I said, we went to the club breakfast. Wife and I went, and then I came back and dropped her off. I had to head up to Midland or up to Bay City to pick up some oil for the oil change on my red motorcycle. And I came back from there and then started to work on things outside. I got the garden cleaned out, so everything's out of there. I got the winter fertilizer and weed killer down. I got the mulch leaves, good layer of that in there, and got those tilled in with it. So hopefully we're good here for the winter. Got that done. Of course, the tiller always gives me fits trying to get that one started. All of my other devices start right up, but that one gets used again twice a year in the spring to till and then in the fall to till, and it sits there, and I try and drain as much gas out of it as I can. It always gives me fits trying to get it started, but got that done. Got the gutters cleaned out, so all the leaves out of the gutters, they weren't too bad. Just a couple of sides of the house had some from the neighbor's trees around, since the trees that always gave me fits are no longer there, so that's good. But got those picked up yesterday. Got, like I said, about six bags or so out at the curb, and get rid of those. I had to go over to Menards and pick up some more because I know I'm not done yet. I ran out, so I know the leaf season isn't done yet. Today, worked on. I was been having problems with my router. It'd keep dropping connections and things like that, so I had ordered a mesh router. So I put that in. Of course, that didn't go quite as planned either. It couldn't find it, then it found it, then it would disconnect, and then Bluetooth would find it, then it couldn't find it, and then so I was spending better part of the day off and on working on that. They suggest, you know, putting the same username and password in so that your devices will come back up. But for me, my old devices and that I had always been on a different IP range. It started with 168.254. Well, all of your standard routers out of the box are 192.168. So that's what I'm back to. So every device had to be rebooted so that they would get rid of the old IP address and grab a new one. I still have two of my wireless. I got one wireless camera and my front doorbell isn't connecting, and then another one of my outdoor cameras, wireless cameras, is not connecting. So of the devices, there's like 46 Wi-Fi devices on the system, there's 35, and then the wired connections. I had to reroute some wiring in that to get all of my ham shack computer and that back up. So still working on that. It's a work in progress. I bought a dual pack mesh router. I put just one of them in. The other one's ready to go if I need it. I will probably work on that tomorrow to install the second one and get that up and running and see if that helps things out to give a little better, but better performance here and that. But that's been the day. Oh, and then I did get the old motorcycle, the 82, out. I took about a 10-mile ride on that one to get the engine up to temperature, came back and got the oil and filter changed on it. So that's back in the garage. I have to wash it and get it cleaned up for the winter, get the tender on it, and then I can get the cover on it, and I'll put that one away since that one's got to go back in the corner. Didn't get to the Goldwing this week, so next week looks like it's still going to be in the 50s and dry, so on Saturday, so it'll give me a chance to get that one done for the winter and pretty much get the bikes parked away for this season and wait for March or April of next year. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.